Joining me on the phone for Tech Talk, a very good morning to Trevor Long. Trevor, good to have you back after a bit of a break. Look, Kogan Mobile, am I saying that right, actually, before we go any further?
That's right, absolutely, yep.
Kogan Mobile introduces eSIM support. What does it mean? What is this all about?
It's a great question. So the SIM card we all have in our phones, I think we know what it is. That little plastic thing you take out of your phone and you put into a new phone when you upgrade your phone, for example. It kind of is a little computer chip that tells your phone which network you're with and what your phone number is. But for years, there's been an electronic version of that that doesn't require that little bit of plastic, but it's been the domain of the big three telcos. So now lower-cost carriers are getting in on this game, and I'll tell you why it's important. Because Kogan Mobile, for example, and others will follow suit, they have great deals. And so if I said to you today, there's a great deal. You would need to order a SIM card. It would be posted to your home. And, you know, 5 days later, you'd get it and you'd go, oh, no, I couldn't be bothered anymore. But now you can order an electronic SIM card. It's emailed to you within minutes, and then you just scan a QR code. Your phone is active on a new network, and you can activate a new plan, keeping your same phone number, but, you know, saving money on a new telco plan. So I think it's a big deal. I think it's a win for consumers, and I think it should mean competitiveness in the marketplace.
That is unbelievable. They're getting too smart, Trevor. They really are.
They really are. It's awesome technology.
It is awesome technology. Hey, look, Fetch upgrading its TV entertainment box.
Yeah, the Fetch box is very popular. Hundreds of thousands of these in homes across Australia. And essentially, it's a way to make any TV smart with subscription TV, free-to-air TV, recording of TV, streaming services, all that kind of stuff. They've got a new box, just more powerful, basically, to make sure it's future-proof for the many years ahead. But also, at the same time, Telstra have announced they've bought half the company. Now, Telstra buying Fetch is fascinating because Telstra have their own thing called the Telstra TV box. Now, what they've done is they've announced that by buying Fetch, they're going to essentially migrate people to Fetch. So Fetch, in a few years from now, with Telstra's ownership, will become probably one of the biggest set-top box platforms in Australia. And that's a huge deal for the company and for all their consumers to ensure that it's always the latest, greatest product available.
That is huge news. That is huge news with Telstra buying anyone out.
Yeah, that's right. You know, for Telstra to take, I'd be happy with Telstra calling me to take a stake. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay. Look, KO ups their price but introduces a new entry-level tier that's not so entry-level. What's the go here?
Yeah, that's right. So KO's been $25 a month ever since they launched. And that $25 is now going up to $27.50. And for that, you can watch KO, all the sport you like, on up to two screens at a time. So you might watch in the lounge room and the kids might watch in another room. But that price rise means they can't say, hey, from $25. So what do? They introduce a new price tier, an entry-level price tier that you can watch on one screen only at a time. But it's not $10, it's not $15, it's $25. So the same entry price, you can't use it on more than one screen at a time. But for everyday users like me who've been using it for a while, the price has gone up $2.50.
$2.50. You don't take any notice of it. Well, that's not true, though.
And that's the challenge. That's exactly why, right? For KO, they got 500,000 subscribers. That's, you know, $12 or $13 million a year extra in their kicker. But for us, $2.50. You know, less than a cup of coffee kind of thing. But when it all adds up every year, you start to think, well, what am I paying for, and what do I need?
Yeah, that extra $30 could be in your back pocket, Trevor.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Trevor, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up next week.
Cheers, mate.